The Beavers blocked 13 shots tonight. Tom Ceratori is now with us. Tom, there are some nights where things just don't go your way, and that, to me, was tonight in a nutshell.
Well, you know, and again, you got to make things go your way, too, Schultz. Yeah, so hats off to Lake Superior State right there because, again, it was well-earned.
I thought, you know, good to see Raythan Robbins in there. They don't necessarily like the situation of how he got into the game, but he needs to see some pucks, doesn't he?
Well, again, I don't want to see him in those situations either, but it is, you know, that's just a situation that was drawn out, so we felt we needed a spark right there, and we did what we did, and I thought he played well.
I've seen Dean Blaze do it enough times over my career working in Grand Forks. You pull the goalie there, you're just looking for any spark, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were having a hard time, and we generated a lot of offense in the second period, but again, we had a big goose egg. And then the third period just was, it wasn't happening. And you could see it wasn't happening. They were dictating terms in the third period. Pucks were out, pucks were deep. It just, it wasn't happening. So we had to try something. So again, you roll the dice and that's what happens.
You attempted 53 shots on goal. They attempted just 38 shots on goal. Statistically, you guys did just fine, but the game is not played on paper.
No, and you know, once you have a 3-1 lead like that, it's just it's a different animal. A different animal. They're not playing to get shots on net. They're just relieving pressure. They're just playing smart, just a smart brand of hockey, and they're playing, you know, very defensive. And you know, honestly, they managed the game. They did a good job of managing the game once they had that 3-1 lead, and we just couldn't get that second goal.
See you on the bus, Tom. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.